So let me do a little bit of setup first. Okay, thank you. So, good morning, church. I never imagined I would be speaking here, sharing the words of God today. And it's a very special opportunity for me, actually. So, basically, previously, I was supposed to be in Mabel's place leading the worship, leading the service today. However, actually, it is quite a sudden things happen. And it was actually, Yinka was supposed to be, you know, preaching today here. However, do you know where Yinka is now? Yinka is now in Zambia doing something he said he also has never done before. He is coaching the pastors there in how to become a church planting city. So there's something that very special for him. So that's why we swapped the place. Actually, we swapped the place. So I think God has a lot of different amazing plan at different times for different people. So yeah, I try to take my challenge as well. So today's message is about who builds, who watches. So actually, this is a scripture that God has given me for a while, for a period of time, well before everything happened this week. And when I confirmed myself I will be preaching this week on Monday, actually I felt this is the word that God is for us. But on Wednesday, everybody knows, most of us knows that a tragedy, a fire happened in Hong Kong that I've never imagined as well I will be preaching alongside with this thing happening. Please keep your prayer with the people in Hong Kong, with those affected by the incident. I know some of us here really have friends already lost, family affected, still gone missing. Please keep our prayer on it. So, I will be doing short and sweet, actually. Yeah, I'm not used to very long speaking. However, I hope that there will be a lot of scripture here. We will read together. I hope the scripture themselves will speak to you in your circumstances, in your emotions. God will speak to you. So, if I can, let me see if I can do it. Oops. Yes, this is the one. This is the one. So I'm going to, we have quite a number of, different passages to read. And then, I'm going to talk about three different projects, building projects in the Bible. So first of all, it's the building of the tabernacle. So if we can read, no, I don't think we'll read together. So, so I read a little bit for you. Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence, and everyone who was willing and whose heart moved them came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work of the tents of meeting, for all its service and for the sacred garments. And all the way, we have different kinds of things, all the way down at last. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord freewill offering for all the work the Lord through Moses has commanded them to do. So this is a story about God command Moses, okay, you build the tabernacle. He gave a lot of instructions. And what he command here is that ask the people who are willing to offer things. They are all the materials, their cloth, their germs, their stones, their different things, and their skills to build the tabernacle. So actually, if you read afterwards, I don't want to cover here, you will see actually the people just offer too much. Moses said, stop, this is enough. But out of their goodwill, out of their willing heart, they keep offering. It is out of themselves. It is out of their own heart to respond to God, to respond to God, to offer. It's not organized by any authority. It's not organized by anybody. They did it out of their hearts. They did it out of their hearts. So the first thing is, so remember this verse, everyone who was willing and whose hearts moved them came and brought an offering to God. You can see it's not about how much and how many you offer. It's all about the hearts you gave. So next slide, please. Okay, this is just Chinese and Farsi version. So, okay, this is the one. So, do you recognize the people in the picture? Actually, I just picked this one. You cannot easily recognize all the people there. So that we have Gabriel, we have Dorcas, Samsam, and then Cyrus. So where is Cyrus? Is Cyrus here today? No, he's not. Okay, that's fine. So this is the scene like 2 weeks ago. Then after the service, we decorate the church for Christmas. And then actually our team, the Connect Group on Thursday, was responsible for the whole thing. And then we thought about whether or not how many what time it would take for us to finish all of them. But suddenly we have a lot of volunteers just step up to help. And then we have the teenagers, we have Cyrus, we have all other peoples to, you know, work together as well. So they are not asked to do so, but they do it out of their hearts. And then we didn't have really good communication. Actually, our languages didn't translate very well at all. But this form of very beautiful picture, actually, this form of very beautiful picture that everybody take a part in it. Actually, we are also building our church right now. So remember, we had the gift day earlier. And thanks to a brother and sister who donate generously, we have the fund now. But now, building the church is not just about having the fund. It takes our heart to take part. There are many, many things we can take part in our church, in building our church. Decoration, and there are many things we can do. But all it needs is our willing heart that will present as a beautiful picture to our Lord. Can you think of any things we can contribute to build our church? Actually, we have a lot of things. Sunday, stewarding, and we have different helping. We have every month we have the family meal. There are a lot of things you can do apart from the money we raise. We have a lot of, you know, church upgrade project going on. Actually, you will be seeing probably what we call the Gate Syndosum 2.0 coming up soon. Yeah, thanks for Anna leading us. And then, but we need all the people to participate. Otherwise, I think there will not be any 3.0. We will just finish it, and then that's it. So so this is the point. So a willing heart really present a beautiful picture to our Lord. Are you what part of the picture now in our church? Are you taking your part in contributing to this beautiful picture to our Lord? If you are not, then consider it. Ask your heart, where are you now? If you don't understand what you can help, no worries. We have plenty of, you know, different things you can do. Speak to Rolanda, speak to all the ministry leaders, speak to pastors, so that you know where you can take part. But the Lord really cares about our hearts. Okay, the next one, please. So, a long scripture again. So, just read a little bit. It's even smaller. Yeah, I managed to read it. Okay, so then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kind of skills. And the next, and also give him and Oholiab the ability to teach the others." So we are talking about Holy Spirit here. Holy Spirit, we love Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We want to feel by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it's right? But the Holy Spirit is not just anointing people standing up on the stage, leading worship, leading a service, preaching, or are those going to the street like Jeff, preaching on the street to get people to the Lord. No, the Holy Spirit doesn't just anoint those people who can speak, who can lead, who can do very specific things. Here, actually, is the first record of people, a man, two people, filled by the Spirit for the first time in Bible. It's the first record. People get filled with the Holy Spirit in Bible. And the purpose of it, you can see, is not, he's not going to preach, he's not going to lead worship, but he was crafting. He was crafting to build the church. He was crafting to build a church, and he was filled by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can empower anyone doing things behind the scene. So for us, if we are talking about building our church, we have our builders, we have our technical teams, we have our organizers, we have administrators, we have even... Every week we have tea and coffee helpers. Any people who has a willing heart, who is open to the Holy Spirit can also fill them to do his work. So, if you are not sure again what you can do, just be faithful to your craft. What you can do with your hands, and also open your heart to the Holy Spirit, and be like Bezalel, that you open your heart and the Holy Spirit will fill you up and do his work. Okay, let's go to the next slide, please. Okay, this is the one. So I am a project manager at work. So actually, I know very well that what it looks like for a project to be successful or failing. So this is the second project, building project here in the Bible I want to share. So look at this one, a long passage as well, but you look at the colored words. So it is in the Genesis chapter 9, 1 to 9. So if you open your Bible yourself, you can see it describes a story how the people in Genesis, after the flood, after Noah, try to get together and build a very tall tower of Babel. So in terms of what they have, they have one language, and then they have said to each other, "Come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly." And they say, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." So from my professional sense, I think their project is going to be very successful. So They have good communications in one language. They have actually technology. They don't use stone. They don't use tar. They use better, brick, and then they use tar instead of mortar. So they have good tools, good technology. And they have a very clear goal and organization, come and do things together. And they have a they have the goal as well, right? They want to build a tower, reach to heaven, so that they know what they are doing. They don't want to be scattered over the face of the earth. So it seems that everything is quite looking good. However, if you know the story, right, the end, right, actually, it is like, I don't know how to say it in English. It is a lan mei lao. It cannot be finished. Yeah, it stopped in the middle because what happened? God came down and said, come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. Next slide, please. And the next one. So, I hope you see the picture. So you can imagine, it's a very high rise, and then people just making brick. And then, it looks like a perfect project. And what was the reason for failing? Do you know what's the reason for failing? It's because actually God has commanded them in Genesis 9, verse 1, be fruitful and fill the earth. So, 生養眾多, 遍滿全地. This means they need to scatter. It's God's will. They need to spread the earth. However, it is their own plan. They want to get together, do things up to the heavens, and keep them together without scattering. So it's against God's plan. It's against God's will. So that's why everything looks successful, everything looks possible, has become a failure. So God came down, and it is against God's views. So success without God is still a failure. People's pride in all the building will not succeed. It's not in God's plan. So what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? With all our professions, with all our knowledge, with all our good, very good desire to build something, build for church, for God, for church, just make sure whether or not we know it is it from God? It is God's direction. And it comes to the last part very quickly. And the next slide, please. So it's Psalm 127, verse 1. So shall we read together? Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. So it connects to how we have our ultimate hope in God. So he says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. It all depends on God. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. Everything is useless, emptiness, if you don't set the focus on our Lord. We may feel emotional, we may feel helpless, we may feel don't know why. Things happen around us, like the fire in Hong Kong. We may be very busy doing a lot of things, to build, to watch. However, if we don't go back to our Lord, everything will be in vain. So this psalm was written by Solomon. Solomon wrote two psalms, one here, one in another place. I don't remember the exact location, but he just wrote two. And if you know Solomon, he is one of the greatest king in Israel history, right? What he is famous for, he is very wise, wisdom, judge the people with justice, everything. He is very anointed by God. He built the temple for God. David started it, but God said, okay, you're not the one going to build it. Solomon built it. So with a great king, with the kingdom was very strong at that time. He built a temple. He still confessed, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guard stand watch in vain. Can we go to the next slide, please? So what Solomon, this psalm, tells us is we may have a lot of plans. People may have a lot of plans. We are not praying to say, God, please bless our plan. But we are praying to say, God, may us be part of your plan. May us join your plan. So I just want to just pause a little bit, and then we can think about it. Maybe it's very overwhelming now for what has happened. It's maybe something we are so busy now with a lot of things we are doing, but this psalm tells us we need to fix our eyes on our Lord, because unless he builds, unless he watches, everything is empty, it's useless. So, there's two scenarios, right? So whenever we are standing before the greatest temple or looking at collapsed house, our last resort is never human. It's never any human authority, but it's our Lord. But it's our Lord. In times like this week, when system or leadership fail, when we are hopeless and feel helpless, just look upon the one who builds and watches. So that is the free story I want to share today. And in summary, actually, God really builds. God builds through us. All we need to do is start with a willing heart. This is what pleases God. And open with the Holy Spirit to let the Holy Spirit fill you to do all kinds of work that you may not imagine, that you may not seem common, but he will fill you to do all the works, building the church, building everything. And human ambitions like the Tower of Babel try to build without God is esteemed to be a failure. God knows. And we don't ask him, we don't ask God to fit our plan. We pray to join his and know his plan. So it is our turn to think about it. It's our turn to join his plan, not by our strength, but by our Holy Spirit, to build a church in his will, to win the nation and heal the land. So today I'm just talking about physically building a church, which needs everybody's effort to be part of it, build this beautiful picture. I'm sure later on, maybe in the future, Yinkan will come back and give you a wider understanding of how to build a church spiritually, more spiritual truth. But this is the things I want to share with you, And can the worship team come up again? And then we can sing the song. Thank you. So build your kingdom here. So the lyric says, build your kingdom here. Heal our street and land. Set your church on fire. Win the nation back, we pray.
Please stand. We will sing, Build Your Kingdom Here with power.